This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Factory authorized.
Nothing on me now. Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
Thirty-nine minutes after 4 o'clock, 40 degrees in Central Virginia. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Coming up in the next hour, we have Bob Holsworth of VCU. He'll give us a preview of the General Assembly session. Where are they going to find $3 billion anyway? It's that time of year again. The holidays are over. The candy, you put that up, hopefully, and it's time to get back in shape. This is our health and wellness update, thanks to the good folks at ACAC. Help me welcome to the studio Laura Conklin and Beth Valores. They are with the ACAC personal trainers. And Beth, you are uptown at Albemarle Square, mm-hmm. and Laura, you're downtown,
yes,
right?
I am, yeah.
So let's start, if we can, first with a quick 101. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at ACAC as a personal trainer, and tell us exactly what that is. Beth, we'll just start with you.
Well, I've been a personal trainer with ACAC for about a year and a half now. Prior to that, I was teaching group exercise classes there for various times for about 7 years. But in all, I've taught group X for close to 30 years, I hate to say it.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've always been in fitness, but not as a career.
So you were in the early days when Olivia Newton-John was Let's Get Physical,
yeah.
The headbands on and the spandex.
Yes. right in the very beginning, and really have always enjoyed that as a pastime, but came to the point where I had to work when I sent my son to private school. And
that'll do it.
yes. And I had a job for about 2 years when I finally said, I am too old to not do something I absolutely love at this point. And so I started talking with my boss at ACAC, who became my boss, and went and got my certification and started there a year and a half ago. And I've just been ultimately happy. It's been wonderful.
And Laura, how about you?
I've been with ACAC for approximately 2.5 years now. Before that, I was at the National Ground Intelligence Center on 29 North, working with all the people out there for 5 years as their fitness director. Some of them just came to me to be set up on the machines. Others were hiring me for personal training.
So they have a fitness center there?
Yes.
In-house kind of thing?
Okay. Yes. And I did a couple of group classes out there, and I really enjoyed it, but the contract ended, and I decided to switch over to ACAC. Thoroughly enjoy it there. I run a group class there called Iron Cardio Now, which was formerly Boot Camp. And beyond that, I fill in with one-on-one training sessions, hour-longs, half-hour-longs.
And Laura, what is a personal trainer? Is it, when we say that, are we thinking like, you know, what Oprah has, where somebody sits and works with you and helps you develop a whole schedule, and it's part teacher, part motivator, the whole thing?
Yes, the whole deal. You will guide people with their nutrition. You'll set them up with a program to do when you're not around, possibly. You'll be with them however many times a week that you can work out between the two of you. I've had people that realize they're going to be out of town, and they ask me to write something up for them while they're gone just to stay on track.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Laura Conklin and Beth Valores of ACAC. So, Beth, it's that time of year, and I've already noticed it. The gym is packed. I mean, all of a sudden you look up and somebody's on every machine, and that one machine where there was never a line for, now there's a line, and lots of people walking around. Everybody's back in there with their new New Year's resolutions. And what are you hearing from people? It really is a busy time of year for y'all, right?
It's incredibly busy, just nonstop all the time. And, of course, everyone's coming in and, oh, I've got to get back to it. I missed about a month there, and this is really rough getting back to it. And, you know, that's what we're hearing and seeing. Plus, we see a lot of new members, people who receive this as a gift for Christmas, or people who just finally said, I'm just going to do this. This is it.
Yeah.
2009, this is it.
And what's great is a lot of those people are actually going to stick with it. And they'll look back and say, you know, 2009, that was my year. And they can look back and see that's when it really started to change. Because what is it, you think, Beth? What makes the difference from somebody who, I got that membership, I went for a while, and then I stopped going, and I know I need to go back, versus somebody who just, they just go, just like you would get up and go to work. They just make a point to be there, however many days they decide to go every week.
Well, I think that as far as the club goes, as far as ACAC goes, I think the difference is in the people that are there and where members can establish relationships with people that can help them. It means a lot to me. It's my personal mission for people to feel comfortable at ACAC, feel like this is their place, that they could walk up to any piece of equipment or to any class and say, yeah, I can do this, or someone's going to show me how to do this, that there's a caring attitude there for anybody, no matter what their size, shape, age, physical ability is. And that's just particularly a passion of mine, is for everyone to feel like, I like coming here. I feel good when I'm here.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
That's one of the things I like about ACAC, I have to tell you personally, because I've belonged to many gyms, you know, since high school when I worked in one. And there's gyms I've belonged to where it was a beauty pageant. It was just a matter of looking good, and hardly anybody knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
But ACAC is not a beauty pageant. People are really there to learn how to get fit and not just to be fit. Because there is a learning curve, don't you think, Laura? I mean, there's a learning curve, and I guess that's your job, to sort of help people get down that curve.
Definitely, definitely. People come to me all day long, whether they've hired me or not, and just ask questions. And that's what we want people to do.
Mm-hmm.
The fitness staff, the personal trainers, they want the questions to be asked. We don't want people to be shy, feeling like, unless you pay us, we're not going to talk to you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not how it is at all. We enjoy talking about what we do. It's our passion, every single one of us. So get us in a conversation about working out, and we don't want to be quiet. So there is a lot of opportunity for learning.
We're talking with Laura Conklin and Beth Valores of ACAC, personal trainers. And Beth is uptown at the Albemarle Square facility, and Laura is downtown at the beautiful new facility down there. Beth, let's talk about getting back into the swing of things after the holidays. Not as difficult for some people who may have been going through the holidays, but a lot of people, like you say, it might be a month or two. And, yeah, I remember before Thanksgiving I was coming here a lot, now I need to... Tell us about realistic goal setting and that whole idea of setting reasonable goals for yourself when you're trying to get fit and get back in shape.
Well, that really is a key, is that you have to look at your goals and state your goals in a way that they are doable. So one of the things we think about in goal setting is the acronym of SMART, SMART goals. Are these goals that I'm setting specific? These are ways that you're going to experience success with your goals. Make them specific, make them measurable, make them attainable, make them realistic, and make them timely. Put a time frame on it. So this is what I wanted to ask you. Do
yeah.
you have a New Year's fitness resolution, one that we could look at in light of the SMART goals?
The only thing I was thinking about when I started, because I went through the holidays as much as I could, but I think one thing that works for me, and it may not even be on the list though, I guess it's when we're talking about attainable, is as I've gotten older, I've realized not to be so hard on myself, that just to be a little patient with myself. And I can remember when I was in college and I'd miss a trip to the gym and I'd get so upset and, gosh, I'm going to be out of shape. And now I just realize, hey, you know, I got busy. That happens. But I'm going back and I'll get back in there, and it's not a big deal.
That's a good attitude to have, because it really allows for a realistic expectation from yourself. We can't be perfect. And so you see at the beginning of the year, folks that come in gung-ho, they're going to work out, they are going to get in shape.
Yeah.
And, you know, 6 days a week they're in the gym. And then before you know it, they've got a stress fracture in their foot or, you know, they're hobbling around because it's an overuse injury. They've just overdone it.
They started too much too soon, too hard. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I admire their wanting to do it, but we're also a society that wants everything right away. We want it yesterday, and we're not used to waiting. But in the area of fitness and good health, slow and steady really does win the race.
Yeah. So, Laura, this is the time of year when I guess you see a lot of people, fresh faces, and they're really pushing themselves a little too hard. They're using oftentimes, and I see this all the time, they're using weights that are clearly too heavy for them. And you just want to go up and, why are you doing that? You don't need that. It doesn't have to be that heavy. Maybe you want to do a few more repetitions with a lighter weight, and you could still get a great workout.
Yes. A lot of times that's actually what I do with my clients. I keep the reps a lot more high and add plyometrics or a little cardio drill, and you feel the burn without being as stressful on your joints. And I talk to people about why they're doing what they're doing, what are your goals, and make sure you're working out in a way that's going to achieve those goals. People want to lose weight, and they'll come in and stack up a leg press or a bench press with a ton of weight. That's not necessarily what you want to do for weight loss. So I think it's important to understand what your goals are and how to get those goals, make them happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you're a lot more committed to those goals, too, if you actually take time to write them down. And not just write down what your goals are, you know, make it specific, but also maybe even make a list as to why these goals are so important to you. Because along the way, it's very easy to come up with excuses and say something else is more important than doing this. But if you have a good list of reasons why it's so important to you, hopefully that list will outweigh the excuses you can come up with.
And this time of year, a lot of people are thinking about losing that weight that they put on, which is, I think, average is about 7 pounds as people put onto in the holidays, could be more. So what do you tell people? Because I'm sure a lot of people now are thinking, I'd like to take off 10 to 15 pounds, but, you know, it's been there for 15, 20 years. How do I, what do I do?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is if you are someone who has been working out, and it's not working for you as far as shedding the weight or you're maintaining weight, obviously you need to change something. So to stay in the rut of just getting in the gym and doing the exact same thing every day is not the answer. You want to get in and change it up. You want to get your heart rate elevated and keep it elevated, and be that through weight training, plyometrics, high rep ranges, getting on a cardio machine and, you know, doing interval training on a cardio machine. The thought process of getting in the gym and just talking and lifting weights slowly and taking 5 minute rest breaks between sets and maybe getting on the elliptical machine and going real slow and talking on the phone while you're on it, that's not really going to work. You're going to have to get in there and be focused.
I laugh because I've actually seen people on the phone on those machines. It's like, wait a minute, buddy. that might not do it for you. But it's true. You do have to really
have a sense of focus. I mean, even if you
and
had
fatigue
a list
is
of...
And a workout fatigue is a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, you want to feel like you worked out, not
sweat
that you just went to the gym.
Thing.
Yeah, yes. Sweat is good.
If you don't feel it, most likely you're probably not pushing yourself hard enough. You should feel hot. You should possibly break a sweat. You should feel a little bit of muscle burn, breathe heavy in a way that it's not comfortable to carry on a conversation like we are right now.
Yeah, yeah. And cardio alone is not going to lose weight. That's one of the discoveries that we know now from all the great science that goes on about the fitness science. Just getting on a cardio machine, you're not going to drop the pounds. And a lot of people think, oh, if I just get on a treadmill, I'll drop the pounds. You work out your heart, which is a muscle, and that's good. Mm-hmm. But you need to lift some weights too, don't you, Beth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with a group of women. It's called Midlife Makeover. And so most of the women in that group are dealing with slowing metabolism. So we're trying to ramp up the resting metabolism by increasing muscle mass, and that's where the weightlifting comes in. So we do some resistance training, total body resistance training, and increase muscle mass in that way, and then do some high-intensity interval training for fat loss.
Yeah. And that really is effective. And I guess for women who are thinking, no, I don't want to be one of those big muscular women when we're talking about mm-hmm. building muscle mass, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be like that.
And it's not going to be. You have to do some really specific, serious training to build that kind of muscle. And the people that are in our gym, for the most part, are not those bodybuilder types.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen unless you make a very concentrated effort to make that happen.
We're talking with Laura Conklin and Beth Valores, personal trainers at ACAC. Beth is uptown at Albemarle Square, and Laura is downtown at the new facility. Laura, what's your advice to somebody that coming back into the gym, and they might come up to you right now and say, it's been a long time. I haven't been in a gym for years, but you know, I got this membership as a gift, and I want to make this work.
The first thing I would suggest they do is get with a member of the fitness staff and have a fitness assessment done to find out where they are right now, find out what their heart rate is, what their blood pressure is, strengths, imbalances, weaknesses, find out where they need the work the most. Obviously, if someone comes to the gym, hasn't been there in a long time, the list is probably long, but you need to have a game plan of what you're going to do. So sit down with somebody, have a fitness assessment done, see where you need to go with your program, and then maybe get some help in trying to figure out, okay, this is what I need to work on, how best to do that. And have a part of the fitness staff help you map out how many days a week you should aim to try and get in, how long should you try and do it. Get them to help you rather than to go out there and think about what you did when you were a football player in high school,
right.
And end up hurting yourself, like Beth was saying earlier, quite quickly. It's better to go slow and increase gradually. You'll get there, just maybe not in a day.
Yeah,
you need to
yeah.
give your body time to make the adjustments that you're going to be putting it through.
It really is like building a building. You need the foundation and the one brick at a time, and that's the way to do it. Beth, your advice for somebody who's just coming in right now, and that SMART thing, repeat that again, because that's good stuff.
So a SMART goal is a goal that's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's realistic, and it's timely. And I just want to give you an example of that.
Sure, sure.
So let's say somebody comes in and says, oh, I just want to take off 10 pounds. Like, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Well, okay, is that specific? Well, taking off 10 pounds is specific, but how are you going to do that? So specifically, we want to get down to, okay, how many times a week can you put in to doing to getting that goal or meeting that goal? And we help people define that. Okay, I can work out 4 times a week. I can work out 3 times a week. Is it measurable? Well, yes. Once the 10 pounds is gone, you're going to see that on the scale. So yes, we can measure that goal and know when we've met that goal. Is it attainable? Basically, a goal is attainable if you can say to yourself, I truly believe I can reach this goal, then it's attainable. Is it realistic? Well, if you want to lose 10 pounds by next weekend, no. if you're willing to go the 1 pound a week thing and know that in 10 weeks you can be there, then yes. And that leads me to the timely part. Set a time frame.
Yeah.
10 pounds, okay, 10 weeks.
And that really takes you have to be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, fitness, it just doesn't happen overnight. You really do have to really give yourself time.
Yeah, give yourself time. And the reward for doing that is that you feel better in increments. You know, you gradually begin to feel better and better, stronger, sleeping better, digesting better, walking more upright, feeling in a better mood. So incrementally, it doesn't happen overnight, but if you go that slow and steady route, you just, everything ends up being better.
Beth Valores and Laura Conklin, personal trainers at ACAC. You can learn more online at ACAC.com. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to break for CBS News, local news, and weather. We're back with Bob Holsworth of VCU. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Tonight on WINA.
Farrakhan from three, knocks it down.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.